This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you. The roof. The Root's in the house. Coming to you from the house the Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, the one thing that nobody wants to admit is that the election was stolen. And I'm telling you, it's percolating. It's percolating. And when I say the Root's on fire, the real fire that's percolating across America is this stolen election deal. People don't realize because the mainstream media will not cover it. But every day it looks more likely that we're going to prove the election was stolen. Now, I'm very realistic. What's going to come of it is absolutely nothing. Other than it's going to lead to an even bigger victory in November of 2022. Other than it's going to lead to a big victory for Trump in 2024 as we right the wrong. No one's going to just give up the presidency, throw Biden out, and install Trump as president. I wish they would. There's no mechanism for doing that. But the election was absolutely stolen. And you say, well, what are you talking about, Wayne? Well, of course you don't know what I'm talking about because it's not in the mainstream media. Every day there's new revelations. And Wisconsin is the centerpiece of today's revelations. The Wisconsin special counsel, a judge, was named as a special counsel. And he came up with such amazing stuff. 91 nursing homes in Wisconsin had between 95 and 100% voter turnout in 2020, the 2020 presidential election. And this is the election integrity watchdog, Phil Klein. And he says, now we have videotaped depositions and interviews with their family members saying, my loved one hasn't been able to vote for years and has been deemed to be incompetent, yet they've all voted for Biden. Isn't that interesting? Every incompetent person, poor old people sitting in a wheelchair with dementia drooling on themselves, their mouth open, drool coming out, their head slumped on their chest, and they all made the same decision on the same day, and they all voted for Joe Biden. Oh, this election wasn't stolen. The special counsel investigating suspected irregularities in Wisconsin's 2020 election has found that 91 nursing homes in the counties of Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, Kenosha, and Brown had voter turnout rates ranging from 95% to 100% as compared to overall nationwide participation rates of 67% and 60% in the last two elections. The nursing home data only reflects voting at facilities the special counsel has been able to vet at this juncture. There are more facilities in these counties, and after auditing the votes, the above percentages could change a little bit. But it's pretty obvious what went on. Come on. I mean, you got to be kidding me. The Mark Zuckerberg-funded Center for Tech and Civic Life gave $8.8 million towards the administration of the 2020 election in Wisconsin. The Amistad Project released an interview on Tuesday from last year with Wisconsin election clerk Linda Sinkula, who recalled her fears that the 2020 election wouldn't be a fair election because of private funding of public election administration. One of Sinkula's colleagues knew ahead of time how the outcome was going to come out in November, Sinkula claimed, because the colleague knew people who had registered nursing home residents who didn't normally vote and apparently voted for them. So that's one headline. Here's another one. Zucker bucks at work. 91 nursing homes in five Wisconsin cities had almost 100% voter turnout rates. They abused disabled seniors and stole their votes. And this is former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. During his presentation, Justice Gableman played videos of several victims of elderly abuse and voter theft. Several brave Wisconsin families reached out to Gableman and his committee after they discovered someone had voted for their loved one who resides in a nursing home. And like I say, their loved one is like in a bed, tied to a bed, look like they're 120 years old, their mouth's open, and they're dribbling on themselves. And I feel bad for them. It's terrible. It's somebody's grandma. I'm not making fun of them. I'm not saying bad things about them. It's a fact of life. When you have dementia and it's gotten full blown, you're just dribbling on yourself in a wheelchair or a bed. And he said during the hearing, nursing homes in these cities, all funded by Zuckerberg of Facebook, had 95 to 100% turnout. Just incredible. So there's another look at the scandal. And then here's another one. Justice Gableman reveals massive voter fraud in Wisconsin nursing homes, 100% turnout in Zuckerberg-funded Wisconsin cities. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then here's one more. 12 Wisconsin counties were calling yesterday for the state to reclaim its electoral college votes from the 2020 election. This was before Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman presented evidence in front of the Wisconsin Senate showing multiple instances of voter fraud and calling for decertification of the state's 2020 election results. So multiple counties in the state of Wisconsin were calling for the decertification of the state's 2020 election results. And we've got an updated count. The numbers increased to 12 counties, and that was all before this presentation from Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, which clearly shows the election was stolen. And here's an article that explains everything, I think, because Democrats are so corrupt, so freaking corrupt. Powerful Chicago Democrat politician indicted on racketeering and bribery charges by the feds. They're all dirty, all of them. You got to understand, just this weekend, forget about every day, forget about every week, forget about for the last 6 months. Just this morning, I got like 9 emails begging me to run for governor of Nevada and saying you would be by far the best candidate Republicans could field. And you would win because you have such a big mouth and you're so controversial and you're just like Donald Trump. You should run for governor of Nevada. And I always say to them, I can't do it because I can't take the pay cut. I couldn't afford the pay cut because I'm not going to work for a governor's salary. Now you go, Wayne, none of them work for a governor's salary. They're all getting rich, yes, illegally. They're all criminals. All these people are criminals in office. And I'm not willing to do that. I'm not a criminal. I'm not going to commit crimes to get rich. I'd rather be out here doing my thing on the radio. And right now I have several opportunities to be on TV with this show. And we'll let you know as soon as we've got those things tied down. So TV and radio and best-selling books and newspaper columns. And I've got several companies. So I'm just fine. I can't leave. I can't do that. Because I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to have my hands out asking for bribes to change the zoning or to make sure government inspectors don't bother people's stores or businesses. I'm not Governor Steve Sisolak of Nevada. My hands aren't always out. I'm not Harry Whorehouse Reed. You know, I met someone the other day who's known Harry Reed for 50 years. And they said that man was the most corrupt human being that's ever lived. He never went anywhere without his hands out. He wanted bribes from everyone. And he taught the Democrats well. He taught the Sisolaks well. All of them, their hands are always out. They're all criminals. And by the way, do you understand Sisolak made, I believe it was $30 million by suing Clark County over zoning of a piece of land he bought? That's the only money he's ever made in his life. Legally. He sued his own county and made $30 million. That's the governor of our state. Can you imagine? But powerful Chicago Democrat politician indicted on racketeering and bribery charges by the feds. One of the most powerful politicians in Chicago history, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, has been indicted by federal prosecutors on racketeering and bribery charges. He's 79 years old. He's charged with 22 counts. The indictment alleges a long-term, multifaceted scheme to use public positions for unlawful private gain. Rooting out and prosecuting the kind of corruption alleged in this indictment will always be a top priority for this office, said U.S. Attorney Lausch. Our elected officials swear an oath to carry out the duties of their office, said the special agent in charge of the Chicago field office of the FBI. When they dishonor that oath, it erodes trust. Yeah, coming from the FBI, that's some strong words, considering they've eroded all the trust every Republican in America has in the FBI. We think you're all a fraudulent organization. Who's owned by the Democrats and George Soros? But at least in Chicago, somebody decided to go after this guy Madigan. A federal grand jury in Chicago today indicted former Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives Michael Madigan on racketeering and bribery charges for using his official position to solicit and receive personal financial rewards for himself and his associates. 22-count indictment. The charges allege Madigan and a partner to Chicago law firm used these positions to further the goals of their criminal enterprise. Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff, and yet so believable because they're all dirty and crooked. How Biden avoided indictments in his career. This guy is the big guy who always wants 10% of every deal, with his son Hunter is the biggest fraud and criminal ever. They're all the same is what it comes down to. So no, I'm not running for governor of Nevada. I have no interest in stealing, and I couldn't live on the salary they pay. So good luck to those who want to be governor of Nevada. It ain't me.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll free 888-444-8895. Toll free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Rowan Unfiltered on USA Radio. Sponsor of this show is Tangible Investments. Inflation is now out of control, and now we got a war in Ukraine that could turn into World War III. And you know, in the United States, some U.S. experts said yesterday, with a straight face in front of Congress, that the war in the Ukraine could last 10 to 20 years. I mean, it's no short-term thing. 10 to 20 years? What the hell are you talking about? I thought Putin's going to take Ukraine in like a month or less. It could last 10 or 20 years. Boy, get ready for giant inflation. Do you know, and talk about supply chain problems. Do you hear what happened just over the weekend? You know, there's almost no cars on any car lot in the United States. And over the weekend, a gigantic freighter was carrying 4,000 luxury vehicles. 4,000! And it caught fire and sank in the Atlantic Ocean. They were all headed for East Coast dealerships. Volkswagens, Porsches, Bentleys, the nicest cars, $100,000 and $200,000 cars, 4,000 of them. And the boat sunk and they all went to the bottom of the sea. And they were all sitting there in their East Coast dealerships waiting for cars to put on their lot and cars that had been ordered months ago. And all those cars are now gone. We got so many problems in this country. My God, the inflation, the supply chain, the open border, and of course, this war. My gosh, this war. And you wonder why there's inflation. Biden left $85 billion worth of military equipment in the middle of Afghanistan. Think we could have used that for Ukraine? Maybe, just maybe. $85 billion worth. And he armed the Taliban. That's real smart. But anyway, we've got so many problems. You want to own gold. You got to own gold. Protect yourself and your family. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Tangible has
40 years experience.
And billions in transactions, billions with a B. So if you want help with gold, silver, platinum, palladium, etc., precious metals, rare coins, they guarantee you the best prices in America and the best customer service when you mention you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call Tangible Investments now, toll-free, 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, or visit TII.com, 800-300-8441. So, I want to get back to the State of the Union. Biden's State of the Union was more accurately titled his Gaslight of the Union, says Frank Gaffney. It was bizarre, says Florida GOP Representative Donalds. Frank Gaffney said last night, Joe Biden did not deliver the State of the Union. Instead, the man who plays the President of the United States on TV, presented the Gaslight of the Union. Virtually the entire speech before a joint session of Congress and a national and global audience was a clearly poll-tested description of what the American people want, not what they've been getting from the Biden-Harris administration. For example, Biden professed his determination to secure the border. That's a joke. To fund the police. That's a joke. To lower inflation and decrease energy prices. That's a joke. To support the people of Ukraine in their desperate fight for freedom. Unfortunately, a president uses his most powerful platform of the year to lie to the American people about his record and priorities is unlikely to live up to many commitments he made last night. That was from Frank Gaffney. And GOP Representative Brian Donalds called it just plain bizarre. Bizarre State of the Union. It was the result of a drowning president trying to save his poll numbers. I thought the speech was bizarre. What you had is a president who's been drowning. Everything he's done is wrong, Donald said. He was grasping at straws, throwing out populist talking points, but there were no facts and no real information. In the chamber, his delivery was frankly awful. The imagery was not good, and at the end of the day, he tried to hold on to the actual specifics of liberal policy while throwing out populist points just to save his presidency and save his poll numbers. So, here's a listing of five of the most cringeworthy moments from Biden's State of the Union. I hear the music is on, so we'll have to get back with it. Probably the worst moment of the night was when he mixed up the words Ukrainians with Iranians. That had to be the most bizarre moment of the night. Joe Biden said, Putin may circle Kiev with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. What? Joe Biden. Doesn't that make sense? And then the dumbest remark of the night. I think I have a better idea on how to fight inflation. Lower your costs, not your wages. What? You mean I'm supposed to run a business and lower the prices of everything I'm selling, but keep the wages of the employees high? That's called bankruptcy. That's called stupidity. Only a moron would run their business that way. The only person to say something like that is a brain-dead moron with dementia or a communist who wants to wipe out our economy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden spent part of his Wednesday in Superior, Wisconsin, promoting his Build Back Better agenda and touting the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. As Russia continues to ramp up their attacks on civilian targets in Ukraine, the president says Russia is changing for future generations over their military operations.
When history of this era is written, Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
Biden saying earlier in the day it's too early to tell if Russia has committed war crimes. From suds to bombs, a brewery in Ukraine stopped making beer and instead is now making Molotov cocktails. In just a few days, a brewery near the Polish border has produced hundreds of homemade bombs and used them to attack Russian tanks. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Bad to the bone. Got to defend America. You got to be bad to the bone. Nice guys finish last. Got to be bad to the bone. By the way, woman died of blood disorder after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. U.S. health officials continue to say blood clotting disorders like the one that killed 52-year-old Monica Melkonen 2 weeks after her J&J vaccine are rare, despite thousands of vaccine-induced blood clotting events reported to the CDC. Just to let you know. Just to let you know. All right. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help. And my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. Now you have a friend in the mortgage business, or I should say two friends. My buddies, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, are now your buddies. They have been providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and just evaluating situations for people who own homes or want to own homes. Not too late to take advantage of these historic rates. They're still historically low, but you have to act now and lock it in. Call Mike and Brian, your buddies in the loan business, mortgage business, at Fellowship Home Loans. 800-804-SAVE. Toll free, 800-804-SAVE. Or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. All right, we got our guest. Even though this is a national radio show, we dominate in the Vegas market. The afternoons are ours in afternoon drive time here in Las Vegas. And we get a lot of great Nevada candidates that I want to showcase to the whole country. And we've got such a large audience in Nevada and in Las Vegas. I love to take a chance to promote them. So Tony Grady is with us, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada. He served as a Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Air Force. His website is TonyGradyForNevada.com. TonyGradyForNevada.com. Easy peasy name, like Wayne Root, Tony Grady. Somebody had good parents who thought ahead that I'd be a talk show host and you'd be a politician. Good names. Wayne Root, Tony Grady. Simple, can't misspell them, can't forget them. Right, Tony?
That's right. You can't forget them. What do you think?
I think it's a good name, Tony Grady. You got to always have a name that everybody can spell if you're going to sell something like your career and your political beliefs or like my talk show. So your background, you commanded a B-2 stealth bomber test squadron. Tell us what that means exactly.
Well, the 420th was the squadron that I characterize it as the rudder that drives the ship. It was the squadron to make sure that the B-2 met its requirements before the Air Force signed the check to actually receive the airplane. So I had the great opportunity of commanding it during the last phase when we actually turned it over to the warfighters, and it was a great time period. So that's what we did.
Cool. And as an Air Force veteran, I want to get your thoughts, not just an Air Force veteran, but a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force who had an impressive command. I want to get your thoughts on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the impact it has on America's. And I want to let you know in advance what I think, Tony, and then I want to get your thoughts. First, I was 100% on Ukraine's side because I read all the news reports for the last week, and it was like they're the small country, they're being invaded by a bully, and then evil, he's crazy, and this guy Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, seems like a hero. They're saying, let's fly you out. He's saying, no, I'm going to go down with my ship. I'm going to fight here, and I'm going to die with my own people if I have to. And it all was too good to be true. And then I heard George Soros say, every country in the world's got to fight on behalf of Ukraine, and we've all got to support Ukraine. George Soros is the devil. He is the worst person in the world. And if George Soros is on Ukraine's side, then I've got to double-think everything I've heard and seen in the media. I just think we should stay out of it because I don't want my boys dying over Ukraine any more than I want, if I could go back in time, would want my sons to fight in Vietnam. It's not our hill to die on. That's my sum up of the whole situation.
Well, Wayne, I would say you're kind of right. There's no way that we should have American troops on the ground or closer to home. I don't want to see our American fighter pilots engaged with the Soviets, or I should say the Russians. Excuse me, slip of the tongue, because that's kind of what is going on here with Putin trying to recreate his buffers. If you look at history, the Russians always like a strong man. So that's one of the reasons that Putin's been successful. You know, Catherine the Great was even the strong man. So they are creating buffers around their country. The problem is that things have changed. And so to kind of cut to the point, George Soros, it's interesting that he said that. I hadn't seen the comment. But we as a world need to respond to this. And I was so glad that the tepid response changed to the world working, because we saw with the Second World War that if you appease a madman, you get into world war. So I think the initial moves were a little bit lacking, but I think that the world is all going in one direction now. Does that make sense to you there, Wayne?
Yeah, no, it does, but you got to understand, it's so bizarre. Here's Biden trying to tell us that Ukraine's the good guys, and we're going to cut off Russia and financially ruin them, and meanwhile, he's the one that made Russia rich with his obsession with green energy and killing American energy and killing pipelines and killing drilling. He made Putin rich, so we financed the entire war in Ukraine. Putin, if he didn't have the money, would never have gone into Ukraine. So it's just more to the story. It's the weakness of Biden that caused this, and it's the green energy of Biden that caused it, and it's the obsession with killing American energy that caused it. And we're still, at this moment, Tony, buying oil from Russia, which makes no sense at all. So it's very confusing. This guy Biden is just a total complete nincompoop.
Well, it's confusing, but the problem is what you've stated is we have a vacuum of leadership, and that's correct. The 600 barrels a day that we're buying from Putin is giving him about $1 billion a day, and that's funding it. That ought to be stopped immediately. And also, we talked about what we can do on this side. We ought to immediately turn on the spigot up U.S. oil production.
Right.
And things. This is the exact reverse of what happened in 1989 when the wall came down. Reagan's policy defeated the Soviets in the Cold War because we bankrupted them, and oil was a component of that. Now we're doing the reverse. We're helping fund it. So you are correct. Power vacuum caused this.
Well, and I'm correct that none of it makes sense. In other words, if you really believe Russia's the bad guy and Ukraine's the good guy, then let's cut off all purchases of anything Russian, and let's all understand that if America's energy independent, then that hurts Russia. If America relies on foreign oil, that helps Russia. So liberals led us to this moment in time. We agree on that, right?
We agree on that because there's no coherence to what they're doing. They really don't understand geopolitics. And so you're correct. That's why it doesn't make sense, because we don't have a coherent strategy.
There you go. But I'm gonna definitely help you. I'm going to send you, Tony, some of the comments by George Soros so you can see that Soros seems to love Ukraine and Zelensky, which is a bad sign. To me, that means Zelensky is just a commie. And so I'm not really happy about anybody. I don't like Putin. I'm not on his side. He's a bully. Russia obviously looking to recreate the Russian Empire. I'm not for that. But Zelensky may be a commie who's funded by George Soros. I'm never going to support a Soros guy. So I just don't know that we have a dog to hunt in this battle at all, other than the fact that you're right, Russia is upsetting the whole world order, and everything is going haywire because of this stupid invasion. So let's talk about stuff closer to home, though, that's much clearer what side to be on. Mandates, lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, mandates on children, school closures, business closures. What is your stance on all of that?
Well, I think you could extend your comment about incoherent strategy there, because there shouldn't have been any of that. We are a country of free speech. We are a country where many ideas should come to the table. All in this, any opposing ideas were shut down. And now we're seeing that as the science comes out and as the truth comes out, we did so many things that were absolutely wrong just because we wanted to silence, or not wanted to, but just because those in power silenced, and I shouldn't say silenced, squashed free speech. So mask mandates were bad. School lockdowns were bad. All of that was bad. We should have had a better approach.
Right, and I should have been allowed to talk about it. And, of course, I literally, my contract was terminated with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I had the most popular column in the entire newspaper by a mile, and it got terminated because I thought all these lockdowns were ridiculous, and I thought mandates were ridiculous, and I thought they were making way too big a deal over things that would not help. You can't stop a germ, but you can bankrupt an economy, and I was right. I turned out to be 100% right, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal editors were 100% wrong. Let's talk about the economy and tourism. They've been impacted badly. Thank God we're making a comeback, but there was a real bad period. Your thoughts as the future lieutenant governor on how tourism can recover in Nevada?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because tourism is one of my primary responsibilities. And at the beginning, the mayor of Las Vegas was at odds with our governor because of that and the way they shut it down. But coming fast forward, we had a good Super Bowl weekend. However, the hotel rate has only recovered to 50% of the pre-pandemic. So we're coming back. And so tourism was adversely affected. But some of the things that are going to help us out, as you well know, and we need to let the rest of the world know, in Nevada, there's great hiking, boating, fishing. Las Vegas is near Death Valley. Up here in Reno, you're close to Lake Tahoe. All year round, there are things to do. So I'm very hopeful that tourism is going to come back, but we need to announce to the world that we're open for business.
All right, so you've got plans to help improve Nevada in education, in transportation, in business development. I want to dig into those quickly when we get back. We're not done, but we're running out of time in this segment. Music is on. So just hold there. Hold tight, Tony Grady, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada. He served as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and he's looking to be our lieutenant governor in the great state of Nevada to replace all these crazy liberals, these authoritarian, fascist, control freak liberals that tried to destroy our economy, our small business, our lives. His website is TonyGradyForNevada.com. We'll be right back. More with Tony. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and un-
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne Allyn Root. What's the best thing you could say about Wayne Allyn Root? I don't have affairs with ISIS brides. I'd never even thought of such a thing. Can you imagine what an innocent choir boy I am? I'm a Boy Scout. Who would see a woman who was an ISIS bride and be a Republican congressman and say, gee, I think I can't wait to have sex with her and cheat on my wife with an ISIS bride? Talk about a lack of discretion. My gosh. How could that be? Van Taylor, Republican congressman, suspended his campaign today and admitted he had an affair with the ISIS bride. What? You couldn't make this stuff up on Saturday Night Live. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, which reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's got a new product, Z-Stack, and it's got the big four inside this capsule. He's got zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D3 all in one capsule. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of drugs that have terrible side effects. Zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Dr. Zelenko, board certified physician in New York and Florida. Go to rootforamerica.com, my website. Make it easy for you. And click on the link near the top. See the big Z for Z-Stack? Click on the Z, and you will go right to Z-Stack and get your bottle of Z-Stack now and boost your immune system right now. Go to Z-Stack at rootforamerica.com. Z for Dr. Zelenko. All right, we've got Tony Grady. I wanted to hold him over to ask him a question because he wants to be your next lieutenant governor here in the great state of Nevada. He's a great guy. He's a former lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force, running for lieutenant governor of Nevada. His website's TonyGradyForNevada.com. Tony Grady and for, F-O-R, Nevada.com. And Tony, look, as a lieutenant governor, the one thing you can't do is solve all the world's problems. You can't get involved in Ukraine, but you can get involved in education and transportation and business development in the state of Nevada. What is your plan in each of those areas?
Well, I think they're kind of related there, Wayne, and because they're all built on workforce. And so as a lieutenant governor, I will intimately know what the workforce needs to be, because I'll know what needs to strengthen businesses we have and what businesses we're trying to attract want to see in the workforce. So I want to use that position that I have to influence the educators to help improve our workforce. One of the reasons I'm running was when I discovered that Nevada was 49th in education, I wanted to do something about it. And one of the ways I want to do that is help the workforce develop. But one thing I'll just throw out is one size doesn't fit all. We need to start looking at trade schools, because there's a lot of people that from high school could go into the trades and do very well. So those are some of my ideas.
What about business development? I'm someone, and when you and I sat down together, literally in my living room, I said to you, Tony, that one of the failings of this state is Democrats don't think like we do, like Republican businessmen, which is what I am. It's crazy that in Florida, they take ads in the New York metropolitan area day and night, ads and billboards, TV ads, radio ads, newspaper ads that say, move your business to Florida, the income tax rate is zero. We have no ads in Los Angeles saying, every business in L.A., come to Las Vegas. If you make $1 million, you owe zero. If you make $2 million, you owe zero. If you make $20 million, you personally owe zero. There's no personal income tax. Bring your business to Nevada. Why aren't we doing that?
That's a good question, but I won't look backwards. When you elect me to be your lieutenant governor, we'll definitely be doing that. I think the latest black eye we got was, even though we have the Tesla battery factory here, their headquarters moved to Texas. And the last time I looked, it's a lot farther to go to Texas than to come to Nevada. So I think that was low-hanging fruit that we missed. Yes, we do need to do better at marketing. But there's other things that we can do to help businesses come. Very good point.
Right. And when you talk about low-hanging fruit, the point I'm trying to make is we can get companies from New York, from New Jersey, from Connecticut, from Massachusetts, from Chicago, Illinois. But in the end, California is the low-hanging fruit because it's got, 48 million people and who knows how many millions of small businesses. And all of them are already thinking of moving. And the question is, where are they going to go? They all want to get out of California, every small business. Every friend I've got that owns a small business in California wants to move, and they're all looking at either Las Vegas or like Dallas, Texas, or Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale or Miami or maybe Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, so the question is, where will I go? We need to put Nevada's business pluses in front of every businessman or woman in California, and I hope you'll do that when you get elected. I hope that's going to be a number one goal of yours.
It is a number one goal, and we will do everything we can to attract those businesses. That's our future.
It is. Believe me, I know, because when I walk through casinos in Las Vegas parking lots, every car has California license plates. They're all moving here. Right now, every one of them is moving here. Every community I go in, all the license plates say California. We are just California-cated, and the people coming here are mostly good Republicans. So I think it's going to work out good for us. We need to bring more. Tony Grady, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada, served as a Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. His website, TonyGradyForNevada.com. Look him up. Check him out. Learn all about him. Read his bio. Check out his website, you know, from top to bottom. And then make a contribution or volunteer. Tony Grady for Nevada, Lieutenant Governor candidate. Thank you, Tony. God bless.
Thank you for having me. It was my honor to be on your show, Wayne. Thanks.
Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back. The Root's on fire.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.